This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Anyone who has attended or has been affiliated with Northumberland Christian School in any way knows that music is a big part of the day there and a big part of their program. Today on the WPGM Community Forum, we head to Northumberland Borough as we return to an annual tradition of visiting one of the area's Christian schools during the fall season. We'll be hearing from some of the teachers today, we'll hear from some of the students, and we'll talk with the principal, who has been on board now for just a couple of years. He came to NCS from the public school sector. The school was founded more than 50 years ago and offers a full educational program for students from preschool all the way through 12th grade. Since the first graduating class departed in 1978, NCS has graduated nearly 500 students. And according to their website, 70% of the graduates have gone on to attend four-year colleges. Let's hear from the school's principal, Jeremiah Bennett.
The school is a ministry of First Regular Baptist Church in Northumberland, and we're entering our 52nd year. Pastor Reese has been here for over 51 now, and it was originally started as an ACE program school, now has developed over the years to where we are now. For many, many years, the school was located at the Baptist Church. I know a lot of the alumni and different people have talked about the narrowness of the hallways and those sorts of things and the few bathrooms that were able to be used. So back in 2006, the school was able to purchase the Ray and Derrick warehouse and convert it over into the school or part of it. And so now part of it is still warehouse that the school uses for income, and the other part has been converted into the preschool through 12th grade. I want to say 2010 or 11, somewhere around there, we did a capital campaign to build our own gymnasium here. Students used to drive to Winfield Baptist for many years and use that gymnasium for their gym classes, but now it's all here on site, and I think we have one of the nicer gymnasiums in the area. So that is, the gym's actually paid off, so the school's doing very well.
A number of the Christian schools in our area have closed in recent years. What is it that keeps Nori going?
A lot, God's faithfulness, first of all, to us, and I don't want that to sound like he hasn't been faithful in those other areas, there's just he's been very faithful over the years. There's a lot of families who continue to give of their time and prayer and finances to the school, and so, you know, we're still going. And a couple years ago would have had the largest number of students ever, at over, well over 300. This year we're back down around the 275, 280 mark. But yeah, the Lord continues to care for us. We have a lot of people who give of their time and resources to help support the school. So we praise God for that.
While the graduating class sizes have varied, the numbers have remained fairly high for a Christian school in this region. And Bennett said the preschool program is key to maintaining those enrollment numbers.
I think last year we had 17. This coming year it'll be a little bit smaller. We're at 12 or 13 there. And then there are some classes coming behind that are more back, you know, 18 or over 20 at times. But a lot of factors come into play as kids get older. Sometimes they're interested in a different sport or activity that we can't offer here. And so sometimes we'll have some regression there. But so far we've been able to maintain and be pretty steady with that. We'd love to take a look currently at our preschool program. How is that going to impact our enrollment and attendance? Can we kind of keep those numbers high at that preschool kindergarten level? Because if the students kind of come in the doors and get that early training with us, then there's a higher likelihood of them sticking with us for the future.
And let's hear a bit of the personal story and motivation behind Northumberland Christian School Principal Jeremiah Bennett.
I came to this area originally to go to Bucknell University. I was able to attend on a basketball scholarship back in the early 2000s and graduated in 2004 with my degree in K-6 elementary education from Bucknell, and then went back and got my master's degree. So I worked in the Lewisburg School District for 17 years, 11 years in 4th and 5th grade teaching, and then 6 years as administrator at Lintown Elementary School. And during that time, my wife and I got married, we had our children, and she's an alumnus of NCS. And so the kids started attending here, And then a few years ago, I was approached by leadership here at the school, and they were looking for someone to potentially begin taking over for Pastor Reese as he was getting older and closer to retirement. And so we spent some time praying about it and talking about it. And I've always loved the school, what it stands for, how they teach. And I just love that when my kids were coming to school, they were being confronted with the gospel and lovingly challenged when they would make mistakes or sin, that there was someone that would stop and pray with them and reference the their need of a savior and their sin issue in their heart, which is different than what a lot of other schools would practice. I think with the modern world that we live in, that just the different things in society, social media, things of that nature, they have a great impact on what we do. I think what the school stands for has not changed. Romans 11:36, for from him and through him and to him are all things. That's our focus. We want our kids to hear the gospel and Jesus Christ, and God is central to all of life. So whatever it is that we're teaching, whether it's mathematics or computer programming or grammar or how to be a better writer or how to design a robot in STEM class, all of those things are gifts from God in terms of our ability to learn, and we want to use those skills that we develop to live lives that would bring Him glory. And so that's always been the school's focus, and the challenge is to navigate the societal problems of the world and the challenges to that, because you're always being pulled in a lot of different directions. Where do we give our time to? And so it's important to stay focused on that goal of worship being central to all of life.
With that, we begin to meet some of the students at Northumberland Christian.
My name is Moriah Knight. I'm in 10th grade. I'm 15, and I've been going here since last year. I was homeschooled. I really had an excitement just thinking about, school, and I really wanted to try going to a school. NCS was the greatest option. My parents had known the school for a long time. My older siblings went there when they were younger, and it's really a great school, the best choice. Whenever I tell people about how many students there are here, there's different reactions. Some people be like, oh, that's a big school, or other people be like, wow, that's really small. But I personally think that it's a really good size. There's not too many people that you can't know everybody's name and know how to talk to them, or it's not too small where there's just no variation at all. I have grown to believe that this is a really perfect size for a school. Once I got here, Bible class actually was one of the most inspiring classes. I wasn't expecting it to be. I thought, oh, it's just, Bible class. But it's a lot more than that. We really go deep into a lot of questions people would have, and we answer them with actual real answers that make sense. It really prepares us for actual debates or conversations with people who don't agree, and you feel prepared. It's not so much as just a curricular class, but it's also not just Sunday school. It's perfectly in the middle, where we're actually learning things like we would learn from any textbook, or we're also hearing the truth just in Sunday school or church.
And Mariah gives props to one of her teachers.
So Mrs. Blank, Lydia Blank, she has really inspired me. I had her last year, but even through that, she's always said, remember, my door's always open. I'm here for any conversation. I'm ready to listen to you. And she really has a true love for the Lord. And every day, she'll if you sit next to her in lunch, she's like, how are you doing? And we say, oh, we're good. She'll actually just say, well, are you good? In a kind way. Because, we're so used to just saying oh yeah, we're fine. But she actually cares about us as students, and it's really special.
Of course, education prepares us for the future. Mariah's thoughts on the next phase of life after school?
I'm excited for that. I hope to get into camp ministries or outdoor education. With preparing for the future, I was thinking about this earlier. It's also, there's the future as in when I'm an adult, or in college, you know, I feel prepared for that curricular-wise, like academic-wise. But the main thing I'm thinking of in being prepared for the future is kind of like heaven. We are led in worship and in memorization of the Bible. That kind of prepares us for heaven in a good way. It makes us excited to worship. And when I'm memorizing the Bible, I'm living out my day, and then all of a sudden this verse pops into my mind according to like whatever is happening in that moment. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. It's like, wait, I had to memorize this for school, but somehow this is like correlating with my life.
Go down to another page on 5. Compound means a mixture of two or more things. For example, what is H2O?
Water.
It's a compound of what?
It's a compound of hydrogen
and oxygen, yes. Yeah, because it's two elements. Hydrogen is coming with one oxygen. A compound is a mixture of two or more things.
18-year-old Kara Wilhelm is a senior. She's been at Northumberland Christian since preschool.
So it's a smaller school, but that also allows us to be closer and really grow in relationship with each other. So it's kind of like a family. You get to know people better, and it's just been really encouraging to live life with people and to know deeply what's happening in their lives and to be able to encourage one another. I really love my classmates, and we've always been really close. The teachers sometimes tease us, calling us little siblings, because sometimes we bicker like siblings, but we also all love each other.
Have any teachers stood out in her mind and made an impact on her life?
I always think back to Mr. Snyder. He taught us math and a lot of science classes. Right now I'm in his STEM class, and he has an emphasis on the work that we do has meaning, and it's actually worship to the Lord. And he also inspired me to love science and to want to teach. And then Mrs. Blank, she has been really sweet and asks helpful questions that helps me think about life and choices. And she's been really a blessing and encouragement, helping me not only understand the course material, but also help me with life.
Kara doesn't really have a lot of negatives about the school, but does indicate that some opportunities for earning college credit in high school would have been useful.
I had to take some college courses online, and it would have been nice if we would have had more opportunity that for like high school courses to count for college courses.
Let's talk about her future after Northumberland Christian. What would she like to do?
High school biology teacher. I've always loved science class, so biology has always been my favorite. Right now I'm in physics and anatomy, and I've been enjoying those. I also like math. Right now I'm in calculus with mysteries. Part of me also really likes writing too. I write at least once a week on my own.
Senior Ian Owens has been at NCS since way back in preschool, and his parents are alumni too, as are many of the teachers at Northumberland Christian. Ian tells us what makes this place special.
A big thing is the community here, because obviously it's a lot smaller, so everybody knows everybody. But that's kind of nice because you feel more personal connection, more of an emphasis on discipleship. My favorite subject would be STEM, something unique that's offered here. It's kind of our shop class. You pick the topic you want to work on, what you want to learn about, and the teacher of that has been a huge influence in my life, Mr. Snyder, pushing us to lead. Like, he has helped us organize a Bible study, organize some missions trips for us, so he's really been a huge impact on the student body here. I feel that this school has really prepared me in my faith, and Christian education at the college level hasn't really been something that I necessarily considered pursuing. I felt pretty well-grounded to go to whatever university.
Ian's future?
Yeah, so I'm going to pursue going to college for a business degree. Something that the school has really taught is how to write effectively and effective grammar, which has really given me an advantage.
He's been accepted to 3 colleges and is making his final choice. The only drawback, according to Ian Owens, has nothing to do with the actual school, but rather his daily trip.
The commute, it's a little far for me, Mifflinburg, so it's about a half an hour drive every morning.
And then there was one student remaining, 16-year-old Stephen Ilgenfritz, a sophomore.
I started coming here in kindergarten, and I've been coming ever since. My family's been coming here for like 20 years, because I come from a big family. Moved here from York. This is a good Christian school to go to. Yeah, it has good moral values, and pretty conservative too, so you don't have a lot of whatever is going on in like recent years. You don't really like have all the conflicting values.
What are his academic interests?
I'm pretty good with most subjects. I think I want to go into something along the lines of engineering.
Any favorite teachers that have impacted the life of Stephen?
I'd say Mr. Snyder. He's our science teacher. He's teaching biology this year. He's really good with people, and he's fun.
Now you've met the principal at Northumberland Christian School. You've met some of the students, and we have yet to meet a couple of the teachers. There's a long list of faculty at Northumberland Christian. We're going to meet with just two of them today and get a feel for their passion for this form of education. Chris Powers has been on board for the last 5 years at NCS.
This year I'm teaching high school government classes, 7th and 8th grade Bible class, 7th grade Greek. I'm teaching an elective for juniors and seniors in music appreciation, and I'm also directing the choir.
He has a broad background in Christian education, stemming back to his own years in school.
I went to a Christian school myself in upstate New York where I grew up. I went to Covenant College for my college degree, and so that was a Christian educational institution also. And then once I graduated from college, there was a Christian school starting up in the area in upstate New York where I lived, and they needed a history teacher, and I loved history and I was passionate about it, and they asked me to join their faculty. So I taught there for 7 years. And then I moved out to southern Illinois, to Carbondale, and taught in a Christian school there for 6 years, and now I'm here.
Chris shares with us some of the best parts of being a Christian school teacher.
I can think of two things right off the bat, and one is that I love making connections between the content that we're learning in class and how that relates to God and His Word in the Scripture. Because God is the creator. So what we're studying ultimately goes back to God's creation and His authority over us as His people. The other thing I love about teaching is that in order to teach something, you need to know it. And so I learn so much as a teacher myself, and learning never stops.
And we will conclude today's program by hearing from Joey Reese.
This is year 21 for me teaching at NCS. I came back because this is where I went to school. So 13 years as a student and now 21 on staff. I knew I wanted to serve however they could use me. So the first year, they didn't even have a teaching position opened, and I just plugged holes. How can I be helpful? And ended up tutoring kids and answering phones and whatever they needed. And then there was a teaching job that came available the next year. I teach high school math, the three lower levels. The subject matter does not change, but the reason we're learning math is because this is the world that God has made, and we've got science that explains the way God made the world. And so to learn the math to be able to do the science is exciting, and we serve a God who is orderly and designed things to fit together to work. He's given us minds to think. So sometimes, even though the kids may not use everything that I'm teaching, they're learning how to think, and that's glorifying to God.
Does she believe the students are prepared for what comes next?
I do. I've gotten students who have come to me and said, "Miss Reese, the math that I'm doing in college is really easy. Thank you for preparing me." I've got kids who might be low B student, and they're saying, "Miss Reese, I'm tutoring people at college." So I do think that they are well prepared and can face the challenges that come.
What's the best part of teaching, and teaching in this job in particular?
I really enjoy the relationships with the students. I also really enjoy answering questions. So the one-on-one part of it is my favorite part. So kids say, "Can I ask you a question?" Yes, please ask me a question. The best part of this job is being in relationships with these students so that I can point them to Christ. Like, that's the goal. The goal chiefly is not the academics. The goal is I'm praying for their souls, and I want them to know Christ.
And that concludes today's program at Northumberland Christian School. We've been talking with students and staff about this half-century-old institution of learning based in Northumberland. If you're interested in learning more about the school, check out their website, norichristian.net. That's norichristian.net. Again, we want to thank Principal Jeremiah Bennett, teachers Joey Reese and Chris Powers, and students Mariah Knight, Stephen Ilton Fritz, Ian Owens, and Kara Wilhelm for joining us on the program today to share the news about Northumberland Christian School. We want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.